Today is Valentine's Day, which means your social media feeds are likely flushed with saccharine sentiments from couples who are super in love. Or are they? 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that social psychologists at the University of Pittsburgh are researching why people post online about their romantic relationships.
Carrie Trimble, also known by her stage name, Eden Ivy, is showing me the closet where she keeps her burlesque costumes.
Inside here are different costume pieces as well as dresses.
Many of her outfits are in the style of a 1960s or 70s pinup girl.
This is like a party dress that I would host in.
To promote her work, Trimble often posts photos and videos of her performing online. She used to get a lot of unsolicited male attention. But after Trimble got married and shared images of her wedding on Facebook and Instagram, much of that unwanted correspondence stopped, and she's okay with that.
I'm very happy in our relationship and in our marriage, and it's definitely done just that. Said, hey, I'm taken. Please leave me alone.
Corey Kruger is a social psychology graduate student at the University of Pittsburgh.
So we found support that people who were very motivated to protect their relationship were more likely to engage in these dyadic displays online.
She explains a dyadic display is a behavior that publicly communicates that you are in a relationship.
Things like mentioning that you have a romantic partner in conversations, touching your partner,
wearing a wedding ring, changing your last name after marriage. Kruger specializes in studying relationship maintenance strategies. In a recent analysis published last month in the journal Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, she and her advisor looked at dyadic displays on Facebook. Previous scholarship has found that the social media platform is a threatening environment for relationships.
Facebook networks do commonly include alternative partners, rivals, and exes.
Kruger found dyadic displays on social media have a couple meanings. One is that relationships, including romantic ones, help form someone's identity. So posting about your love life allows you to communicate an important factor of who you are to the world. And the other aspect,
by engaging in these dyadic displays, you're really signaling to all of these different kinds of threats that you are in a committed, satisfied relationship, and so is your partner.
Which will perhaps discourage people in your social media networks from messaging you or your partner on the sly. Kruger also found that the happier a person is with their relationship, the more likely they are to post about their significant other. Krista Kelly is a Cranberry-based therapist whose clinical practice includes married couples, single adults, and teens. She says, especially for those of younger generations, people display genuine emotion on social media.
It may even be equivalent to writing a love letter prior to social media.
But she cautions a lot of online activity is performative, with people curating what they do and do not share. All this is complicated by the fact that social media is an extremely public way to communicate.
If you are overly posting, it's seen as obnoxious. Maybe it's seen as codependent. And if you're not posting enough, people are questioning what your relationship is, what it really looks like, or how secure you are in the relationship.
Kelly also notes that social media habits vary by individual. So if your significant other isn't that into Facebook or Instagram, don't assume they don't care about you. They might just show it in a different way. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.